In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Let the heavens rejoice and the earth be glad. That was the response to the psalm today. Let the heavens rejoice and the earth be glad. Why? I have with me Father Joseph, and we're going to talk about that. Why should there be so much rejoicing? Why should there be so much gladness? Why? Father Joseph.
Yes, there's a great joy that the Savior is born for us to redeem us. Let the heavens be glad and the earth rejoice, because heaven has sent into our hearts, into our lives, Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He is our Lord and Savior. On Christmas night, we read the gospel, "I proclaim to you goodness of great joy that will be for all people. For today, the Savior has been born for you, who is Christ the Lord." The good news is that the Savior is born. Hope is born. Love is born. He's born unto us. And also, it's for all people. It's not for me and for you alone, but for all people. The Savior is also the Lamb of God, who forgives us our sins, who forgives not your own sins, my own sins alone, but the sins of the world at large. He is also the Lamb that was sacrificed for us. So Jesus is for all people. Every Tom, every Dick and Harry, Jesus is for us. He's born unto us. He's born for us. He's born so that we may have life and have it to the full. The earth rejoices because hope is born, because love is born for us. The child is born for our salvation. The child is born to us. The child is born for us. The child is given to us for our strength, for our hope, and for our salvation. Hope is given to us. He is the only hope that we have. Jesus is the only hope that we have in our world today. He is the light given to us. The scripture reads, "The people who walked in darkness have seen a great light." The child is the light that shines among all peoples. The child is the light that reveals our lives, reveal us where we are, reveal our sins to us, so that we may return to Him and receive salvation. The child is born for us. He is not only our Majesty and Lord, He is also our hope and our friend. Christ Himself said, "I no longer call you slaves. I call you friends. I call you friends." He is the best friend we can ever have on earth, who will not condemn us, who will not laugh at us because we have sinned, who will not backbite us, but He rather will welcome us with compassion and with love and with understanding. He's a Prince of Peace and a Wonder Counselor who will listen to us at all times in our miseries and pains. The child, Jesus, will be there for us. The Lamb who was sacrificed, he is also with us. For the scripture says, the word became flesh and dwelt among us. Jesus is dwelling within us. He has come to his people to live with us, to know our sufferings, to know how we sleep because Jesus slept, to know how we get angry because Jesus got angry, to know how you weep because Jesus wept. To understand our human nature, he came to be one of us, to take our humanity so that we will also take his divinity. He is with us always.
The divine life lives in the Christian, the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit lives in the Christian. We are called to rejoice in the Lord. And heavens, be glad. Why? Because the Savior has been born to us. For unto us in the city of David, Bethlehem, is born a Savior, who is Christ the Lord. And most people in the world have no idea. Already they've started to throw their Christmas trees away. When the church just begins to celebrate Christmas, we just begin to celebrate Christmas. I want to read from Isaiah, because this is for you. The scripture says, comfort, comfort my people. Say, your God, speak tenderly to Jerusalem and cry out to her that her warfare is accomplished, her iniquity is pardoned, for she hath received from the Lord's hand double for her sins. Comfort my people. Let them know they have a Savior. Let them know that he doesn't condemn us. Let them know that he has riches for us. Oh yes, the riches of peace, the riches of hope, the riches of love. Oh yes, you know what John tells us in his letter? He said, anyone who says they love God and hate their neighbor is a liar. Because you cannot love God and hate your neighbor at the same time. You need to go and to be asked for forgiveness. Forgiveness from the Lord, because you see, to hate doesn't lead us any place. How can I say I love God and I hate the person who talked about me yesterday? How can I say a thing like that? I can't. I can't say a thing like that. Why? Because it's impossible to love God and to hate your neighbor. Jesus said on the night before he died, a new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you. Tell us a little bit about this love, Father Joseph, that God calls us to.
You know, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. For God so loved the world. When God became man to live with us, imagine God becoming man to live with us so that we will be like him. You will take his divinity. And Jesus under the cross defines what love is by pouring his blood for you and for me, and of course for the whole world. He says, as the Father has loved me, so I have loved you. God's love for us is deeper than the whole world's ocean. So deep. It's a love beyond all telling, love beyond all description, love that can forgive us, that can welcome us, that can accept us as we are, so that we will be with him. It is a love that goes to the poor, the needy, the forgotten, the sick, the drug addicts. God's love goes to them. And you and I are called to bring that faces of Jesus' love to the brokenness of hearts and to people we meet every day.
Everyone who hears our voice has a broken heart. We've all been broken. Oh, how we need the touch of God. How we need that Jesus would touch us. How we need that he would give us the experience of his love. How we long for that. Like a dry earth longs for the running water, so my soul longs for you, O Lord. That word longs, like we have this longing for God. And you know, when you get a hot fudge Sunday, you're really saying, I long for God. I long for Jesus. I long to be filled with the Holy Spirit. Because the hot fudge Sunday doesn't last very long, you know. It's something that, yeah, it's good, but there's the greater good that we're looking for. We're looking for Jesus. And Jesus is found whenever we want Him and whenever we seek Him. The Word of God says, seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. Seek first the kingdom of God and His righteousness, and all these things shall be added to you. Speak tenderly to my people. Tell her, her iniquity is pardoned. Your iniquity has been pardoned by the Lord on the cross. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. We need Jesus Christ so much today. The world is crying out for Jesus. We need to bring people, take people to Jesus, and has Jesus take people to us. We need to bring Jesus to people, and Jesus needs to bring people to us. How we need Jesus. You might say, what about Jesus? You know, He was only a prophet. No, much more than a prophet. He is the Lamb of God. He is the Son of the Father. He is the second person in the Blessed Trinity. And He became man and emptied Himself. And He died upon a cross out of love for you, out of love for me. This is Jesus. There's nobody like Jesus. No one can help you but Jesus, for no one but Jesus knows how. Do you know that today? How do I reach Him? You cry out to Him. Lord Jesus, have mercy on me, a sinner. You cry out to Him. Lord Jesus, I need You. You cry out to Him. Lord Jesus, come and help me. Just the other night, we were in the car, and the car wouldn't start. It's a brand new car. And we started to pray the double Our Father. People say, what's the double Our Father? It's really a meditation on the Our Father. It's Our Father who art in heaven. Our Father who art in heaven. Hallowed be Thy name. Hallowed be Thy name. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done. Thy kingdom come, Thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. On earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Give us this day our daily bread. And forgive us our trespasses. And forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. As we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Amen. But deliver us from evil. Amen. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. For Thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. The car immediately started. It immediately started. The double Our Father is so powerful. Oh no, it's not some kind of a superstition. It's a meditation on the Our Father. It's a meditation on the prayer that Jesus called us to know. And it's not the Lord's Prayer, it's the disciples' prayer. If you want to find the Lord's Prayer, you go to the 17th chapter of St. John, and that's the Lord's Prayer. I'm telling you today, God has something for you. You woke up and you were as blue can be. And God says, I've got something for you. I have something for you. It's called freedom. I want to free you. I want to let you know that you're loved. I want to let you know that I gave my life for you. I want to let you know that nothing can separate us from the love of God that comes to us through Christ Jesus. I want you to know that hope does not fail, because the love of God has been poured into our hearts by the Holy Spirit. I'm telling you, this is the Word of God. This is how God wants to reach His people. And guess what? He uses us. He uses us. Jesus is calling your name today. He's saying, come to me. Don't go for drugs. Don't go for alcohol. Come to me, and I will give you peace. I will give you rest.
The heavens be glad, and the earth rejoice, because Jesus is also our bread of life, who comes to nourish our souls. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He is the life and the resurrection. He is our hope and all what we've been seeking for to make our life better. So Jesus is with us and He's close to us, especially He's close to the brokenhearted. For the scripture reads, God is close to the brokenhearted. The strength that we have each day to cope with our sicknesses and pains doesn't come from us, but rather comes from the source of strength and the source of hope, who is Jesus, our Lord. Let earth rejoice because we have Jesus. We have Jesus to go to. We have Jesus to turn to. You have Jesus to lean on, because He is our rock, our shield, our strength, and our power.
As Sadie taught me that little poem, I already said it, but I'll say it again. No one can help you but Jesus, for no one but Jesus knows how. I tell you, this Jesus is wonderful. This Jesus is, there's no one like Him, as a matter of fact. He is the one that has come to save us from hell. Yes, from hell. Do you know what the children of Fatima said? That they saw a bonfire and the snowflakes were going into the bonfire. And they said, that's what hell is like. As these snowflakes entered into the bonfire, so many people are entering to hell. But you don't need to go to hell, because Jesus is our Savior, because Jesus is our life, because Jesus is our hope. No one needs to go to hell. I don't care what you've done. You might have had 8 abortions. God wants to forgive you. God wants to forgive the man who brought you. God wants to do something for you. Let Him. Let Him. Let Him. This is so important, that if God wants to love you, you've got to give Him permission to love you. I give you permission, Lord, to love me today. You're my Savior. You're my Lord. You're my King. You're my everything. Apart from you, I have nothing. Apart from Jesus, I have nothing. I was prophesied to many years ago by John Paul Jackson. And he said, I saw you with the golden megaphone on your mouth, and you're in a little room, and the Lord says, from that little room, you're touching many people. I keep on reminding myself of that when I get on radio, because I need to know that no matter how I feel, in season and out of season, I need to proclaim the gospel. I need to proclaim the gospel of Jesus. Comfort. Comfort my people, the Lord says. Speak tenderly to the people of God. Speak tenderly. Tell them that their warfare is ended. Their sin is pardoned, because they have received of the Lord's hands double for their sins. Comfort. Comfort my people. Let them know they have a Savior. Let them know that Jesus Christ has plans for them. Let them know that they are loved.
The Savior is born for us. The Savior is given to us. So we have hope. We have strength. We have all what we've been seeking to make our life better. Let us turn to the Lord. Let us welcome Him. The scripture reads, He came to His own people, but His own people did not receive Him. But those who received Him, He gave them power to become children of God. Are we children of God? Let us receive Jesus, and let us ask Him to be born in our hearts. You may celebrate Christmas 1,000 times, but unless Jesus is born within and in our hearts, our celebrations will be in vain. So we need Jesus to be born into our hearts. You've said it earlier that Jesus is with us, and the distance between us and Him is faith and prayer. When we can turn to Him at all times, when we can speak to Him at all times, when we can welcome Him into our lives and our homes every day. He is the Savior. That is His name, the one who saves. Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. He is also Emmanuel. The Lord is with us. The Lord is with us. Imagine God is with us. Imagine that in all things.
Father Joseph, lead us in a prayer that the Lord will come into our hearts. You lead us, Lord.
As you listen to me say this prayer, and follow me with the following prayer. Lord Jesus.
Lord Jesus.
I need you in my life.
I need you in my life.
Come to me.
Come to me.
Bless me.
Bless me.
Forgive me my sins.
Forgive me my sins.
Heal me.
Heal me.
And I will be healed.
And I will be healed.
Bless me.
Bless me.
And I will be blessed.
And I will be blessed.
I thank you for dying for me.
I thank you for dying for me.
I thank you for loving me.
I thank you for loving me.
Come into my heart.
Come into my heart.
And stay with me.
And stay with me.
Be my strength.
Be my strength.
My rock.
My rock.
And my Savior forever.
And my Savior forever.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you, Jesus.
I love you with all my heart.
I love you with all my heart.
Stay with me, Lord.
Stay with me, Lord.
For I need you.
For I need you.
I need you every moment of my life.
I need you every moment of my life. I need Him every moment of my life.
Amen.
There is not a time when I do not need Jesus. I sometimes say to the Lord, Lord, I want to love you as much as I need you. But that's not true yet. I need Him 100%. And I want you to know, I try to love Him 100%, but I fail. But He says what? Comfort. Comfort my people. Speak tenderly to my people. Tell them that their iniquity, their sin is pardoned. They have received from the Lord's hand double for all her sins. Then the word of God says, how happy are the feet upon the mountains that bring good news of salvation. The world could not save us. We need a Savior to save us. And this Savior is both God and man. He came to save us from our sins and from hell. You see, no one ever talks about hell anymore. But it is a reality that Jesus spoke about. But no one need to be going to hell if they give their life to Jesus. I don't care if you've not said a prayer in 60 years. God is looking for you now. It is now that God is looking for you. Not tomorrow, but now. At this very moment. At this very moment.
Let us trust the Lord who has come to stay with us. And let's believe that He is the Savior and the Lord. The Savior who saves. The one who is with us. Let us trust in Him in all things to be our Savior and our God. And that our strength comes from Him. He is the one who forgives us no matter what you have done. He forgives us and tells us, like He told the prodigal son, get a new ring for him. Get a new sandals for him. Kill the fattened calf. We are going to have a feast, a celebration for my son was lost and is found. He was dead. He has come back to life. This is what Jesus tells us when we go to him and ask for mercy and for forgiveness. He doesn't drive us away. He doesn't forsake us. He doesn't forget us. He doesn't abandon us. But he rather welcomes us, for he has come to seek what was lost, to bring salvation to the end of the earth.
The angel of the Lord declared unto Mary, conceived of the Holy Spirit, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Behold the handmaid of the Lord. Let it be done unto me according to your word. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with you. Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. And the Word became flesh and dwelt among us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. Right now, I tell you that you are being loved by the Lord. You might not feel it, but he is all around you. He is in you. He is for you. He is never against you. He has plans for your life. He has plans for your day today. He has plans. You woke up blue, but he's got life for you today. And he says, you know what? The only thing you need to do is have faith in me. Faith in me, that's all you need to do. And the faith the size of a mustard seed, not a watermelon seed, that's too big. Just a little bit of faith. And if you feel that you haven't got much faith, you pray, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. God bless you.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.